Now, it's always lovely to have some guests into studio, and I've been joined in the last few minutes by three teaching colleagues from Ballyduff National School, and they are Stephanie McCarthy, James Lyons and Pat Lucid. And Stephanie, James and Pat are here to tell me about a pretty interesting and challenging undertaking that Stephanie is going to be embarking on this very weekend. First of all, you're all very welcome.
Thanks.
Stephanie, if I can start with you, because you're the woman who's heading off on this. And this all starts with your late mum, Annie. Is it Anne or Annie?
It's Anne, but as the family, we call her Annie.
Yeah. Oh, you call her Annie. Okay, most people would know her as Anne. So.
Exactly, yeah.
If it's not too hard to talk about, can I ask you to tell me a little bit about her?
Sure. Mum worked as an SNA in Ballyduff National School, and she also worked in Lowe's Bar in Ballyduff. She would have been very well known in the community, young and old. Unfortunately, she was diagnosed with cancer in December 2020, and 6 months later she passed away. And like, it was a huge shock. It was during COVID times, and there was restrictions in place, and you know, she had to travel outside the county for cancer support services. And unfortunately, I suppose that's a very common thing for the people of Kerry, to have to leave the county. And
are there many of you in the family, Stephanie?
So there's myself and my brother, mm-hmm. and then my mom's sister and her son as well. So we're a small enough family, and we had no experience of cancer in the family before. So it was kind of a tough time, obviously.
I can imagine. And the fact that it happened during COVID made
it
worse.
Exactly. There were so many restrictions in place, and maybe services that would have normally been available weren't at the time. And yeah, it was a difficult road, to be honest. So I'm doing the walk to honour her memory and to raise money for the Kerry Hospital and Comfort for Chemo Kerry.
Brilliant. So they were obviously very good to her. But tell me about her. What kind of a person was she? Because you obviously, your face lights up when I mention her name. So you must have been
told. I think a lot of faces would light up in hearing my mum's name. She was a big personality, very bubbly, outgoing, friendly. The amount of people that have come to me since she passed away, just saying like about the life advice and things that she gave, even in passing, that stuck with them. Like I said, she'd have been known by young and old. She was very young at heart. She loved music. She loved socialising.
Yeah.
She's just a great all-round person. She's... Deeply missed,
I can well imagine. So I presume at some point you got a notion in your head that you'd like to do a fundraiser.
Yes.
And where did you come up with this idea of this very long walk?
It actually popped into my head fairly quickly after Mum passed away. It was something like a random thought, but it kind of stuck with me. I suppose with grief and everything, myself personally went very much into myself, and one of the last things that Mum would have said to me was, you know, please look after yourself, Steph. Mum was only 56 when she passed away, and like, it's something that stuck with me. I was like, okay, if I could make myself accountable in some way with a huge challenge and do some fundraising in the meantime along with that, then that's what I wanted to do. The idea behind walking from the Bonds in Cork back home was just to highlight the difficulties that cancer patients have in having to travel outside the county, and having cancer as a patient and as the patient's family is just a really lonely road, because life is going on all around you for everybody else, it seems. And the reason I want to do the walk on my own is just to highlight the difficulty and I suppose the loneliness of it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And James, how do you come into all this as her teaching colleague?
So Stephanie would have informed us about it, and she didn't expect, I don't think, anything for the school to play a part in it. But myself and Pat kind of got together and with a few of the other teachers in the school and said, is there any way we can support her in any shape or form? And we have a student council in the school at the minute, so we brought it back to our sixth class, who've been fantastic, and the student council, and we spoke about how can we emulate it or share Stephanie's journey. So we created, the council met and our class came together and we created a walkway in the school, and we said every class will share the distance, so we'll spread the 140 kilometres out between the five classrooms in the school. And over the first few weeks in June, we all got together and they all did their bit, and our student council and again the boys and girls of sixth class made some friendship bracelets in pink and yellow, which are the two colours that
we're wearing. One, I just want to tell the listeners.
And we sold them just for, I think it was a euro or whatever, a donation. They got a band in return. And then on last Wednesday, we all went up to the sports field in Ballyduff, where every class was going to finish their walk, and we would reach the 140 kilometres as a school. And we had a great day, and it was great to see the whole community, parents, students, staff members in the school all came up and just donated what they could, and had a bit of my waddy and a few bars and drinks and sweets to soften the blow. But it was just a great way to share the journey with Stephanie, and just to give her any bit of support that we can as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a phenomenal effort as well, just from the school as a whole and the community. And I'd just like to say thank you so much to the teachers and all the staff in Ballyduff, to the children, their parents and everyone that got behind it.
Well, they were obviously very fond of her, but fond of you as well, Stephanie, and they wouldn't have done it otherwise.
Yeah.
And Pat, the kids were probably mad enthusiastic, were they?
Oh yeah, the kids were delighted. Well, I suppose 3 years ago for her first anniversary, we had the idea of a garden for Anne, having her own, say, our own little place in the school for Anne, just for children to sit and relax and
remember.
So that's
her.
Blossomed really with the last 3 years. So that's what we done the 3 years ago. And then this year with Stephanie's walk, we just said we'd go behind her. But like, sure, they were brilliant. They were making bends every day and they couldn't do enough, making posters, making signs, getting the small ones stuck in with everything that was going on. So it was just a nice way to be behind Stephanie, I suppose, Mary, their family, and I suppose she was our colleague.
Yeah.
One of our friends at school, really.
And you would have worked alongside Anne.
We would have worked
Anne
alongside Anne for many years, yeah.
Oh, okay. No, it's such a lovely thing to do, and it's a great reflection of the school that you've all pulled together as well behind Stephanie. So listen, tell us, when are you heading off? When does it all start?
So I'm leaving tomorrow evening to go to Cork. I'm staying in the Rochestown Park in Douglas. And
bit of luxury before the
a bit of luxury, yeah, maybe a bit of the swimming pool now tomorrow evening just to relax a small bit. But leaving at 6 o'clock from the Bonds in Cork.
6 a.m. Friday morning, is it?
Friday morning, yeah.
Okay, and what will you be wearing?
A bit of pink. Yes, Mum loved a bit of pink. So I've lovely t-shirts printed actually by Marie Carroll, also an SNA in the school. So thank you very much, Marie. So I have a few pink t-shirts, loads of changes of socks, runners.
Yeah, and bring plasters as well, because
absolutely.
Apparently your feet can get a bit blistered when you do a long walk.
And
like
I've had so many people coming forward with just information about how to keep my feet healthy, I suppose, is the main thing.
And how far will you have got before you'll take a break?
So I'm planning to take maybe a 20-minute break every 2.5 hours. So I think if I stopped for any longer than that, I might seize up. So keep going while the going is good, as they say.
Yeah. And how long do you think it'll take you?
So I'm planning on walking as far as Ballyvourney on Friday.
Okay.
And according to Google Maps, walking, that should be about 12 hours. But that's kind of the target I have in my head for myself.
You'd be hanging by the time
absolutely.
You get to Ballyvourney.
So I'll be staying in Ballyvourney then Friday night and getting up early again Saturday morning, hoping to get as far as Farm 4 on Saturday evening.
Okay.
But I'll end up staying in Killarney.
Will you be walking over the county bounds up the mountains?
Yes.
Oh, wow, that's going to be challenging.
So the plan is to keep kind of mostly to the route that Mum would have taken on the drives down to Cork for her treatment.
Yeah.
So obviously I won't be going on the bypass, I'll be coming into Macroom and
Yeah. And when do you hope to be back in Ballyduff?
Hopefully around Sunday evening, maybe 5 or 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Brilliant. So are you quite fit, Stephanie, or
I'm a lot fitter than I was.
You have been
that
practicing
way. Absolutely, yeah. Just a quick shout out and a thanks to Jonathan Sills, who I started training with last year, and told him this crazy goal that I had, and I said to him, you know, I don't know if it's going to be 2024 or 2025, but it's something I want to do. And he said, no, Steph, we'll have you ready for that, all right.
Super. And what do you think your mum would have made of all this?
And this exactly. I was just about to say, my mom probably would have turned around and said, "Oh, that's typical Stephanie. Like, she couldn't do a 10K like everyone else. She had to do a big walk from
big
Cork."
Walk. How many miles is it again?
About 140 kilometres.
Yeah, I think it's fabulous. It's such a lovely way to remember your mom, and it's symbolic as well of the journey she went on.
Absolutely,
too.
And the journey of so many others.
Of so many other people. Yeah. Fair play. So, how can people help? How can people support it?
So, I set up an I Donate fundraising page. So, the link for that is www.idonate.ie/awalkforany. I also have a Walk for Any Facebook page and the links and updates on what I'm doing, and hopefully over the weekend where I'm at.
Yeah.
Will all be posted to that as well if anyone wants to follow the journey on the weekend.
Great stuff. Well, listen, we hope the weather stays fine for you, but not too hot, because we don't want you sweltering.
Absolutely.
Either.
If we have a bit overcast and a breeze, it'd be lovely.
Yeah, that'd be ideal, wouldn't it? Well, listen, good luck. And I know that your mum probably would have been so proud of you. I'm sure Pat and James will agree on that one. So listen, good luck. I hope you raise loads of money.
Thank you so much. So
The
Kerry Hospice Foundation and Comfort for Chemo Kerry.
Yeah, great charities. Yeah, brilliant.
Can I just say a quick thank you to everybody who has donated so far, everyone who will donate in the next couple of days and weeks, and to anyone who has given any bit of help, advice or anything over the last couple of weeks and months. I just can't believe the community support, and it's an absolutely fantastic way to bring people together, and I'm absolutely delighted with the response to it. So thank
well
you
done,
very
Ballyduff.
Much. Absolutely. Well done, Ballyduff.
And Ballyduff National School in particular. Stephanie, James and Pat, thank you all for coming in, and we wish you all the very best.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mania.
Thank you.
We'll take a break, folks. We're going to be talking about the Fianna Greenway and the killing of weeds on it. That's up next.